This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This afternoon, the Zoom company reports quarterly sales and profits. Zooms day in, day out during pandemic, like posing for a yearbook photo for an hour at a time, five times a day. Gentle fake smile glued to your face, feigning interest with ears cocked like a Doberman pincher who thinks he hears the mailman. Well, it's not just you. There is fresh, peer-reviewed research out of Stanford that Zoom fatigue is a real thing. From our Workplace Culture Desk, here's Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino.
After spending hours a day at a virtual conference recently, Chicago biologist Becca Weinberg is done with video meetings.
I never feel energized on Zoom, but what it does feel is more depleting.
She says it makes social interactions awkward, and she's too self-aware. Jeremy Balinson with Stanford's Virtual Human Interaction Lab says there's a reason for that.
It's like being in an elevator where everyone in that elevator stopped and looked right at us for the entire elevator ride at close up.
He says the default display on many programs makes faces appear closer than we're used to, with unavoidable sustained eye contact that can be unnerving, not to mention being constantly confronted with our own faces.
When you look at yourself, you evaluate yourself, and evaluating yourself for 8 hours a day is not good.
He says turning off self-view and shrinking down the video window can make interactions feel more natural, less emotionally taxing. And he reminds people that just because they can use video doesn't mean they have to. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.